Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is Lesson 40 in our series, and we're going to talk about in this lesson how the English finally looked back to America 60 years after they discovered it. Also, we're going to talk about slavery and religion. This is going to be a tough one, but we're going to face our country's history honestly. So I know you can handle it. Let's get started. The Spanish claimed the New World for itself, but both the French and the English ignored those claims. The English got involved late in the game, but once they got involved, they were here to stay. John Cabot and his sons visited the North American coast in 1497 and 1498. Remember, they thought it was Asia, but since they didn't find gold or great civilizations, their discovery was practically forgotten and no follow-up missions were sent. But when the English eventually settled the New World, they based their claims on Cabot's discoveries. But it wasn't until around 1560, 60 years after Cabot's discoveries, that the English, during the reign of Elizabeth, turned their attention back to America. It was about this time that Sir John Hawkins started capturing black people off the coast of Guinea and brought them to the West Indies to sell them to the Spanish colonies as slaves. Basically, he was stealing human beings. Now, just as people didn't see anything wrong with pirating in those days, neither did they see anything wrong with slavery. Keeping a slave or keeping a horse, what's the difference? A slave or a horse? Nah, no big deal. When John Hawkins was knighted, he took as his coat of arms a picture of a bound captive black man. Hawkins was known as an honest and pious man, and he was proud that he opened up the profitable slave trade to England. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. Religion promoted slavery in that day, and it was considered pious to promote a country's wealth by capturing people and selling them. Well, today we'd view a man who did this and the people who did this as an extremely wicked man and an extremely wicked people. But remember, in Hawkins' day, religion promoted the stealing of human beings and other kinds of plunder. Now, I'm sure there were voices back then who stood against that, but in history, we only see the victors, and the victors were those who were promoting this evil practice. And John Hawkins' slave ship was actually named Jesus of Lubbock, which came to be known as the Good Ship Jesus. So attaching the name of Jesus to stealing people. But there's good news. You might be saying, how can there possibly be good news after what we just learned? Well, there is good news. And here it is. The fact that we call that kind of behavior evil today is a sign that we've improved in our morals. Also, it's a sign that we revise some of our old horrible beliefs. Thank God for that. But we must remember that sometimes change is slow, so we must be patient. And this horrible slave trade is an example. John Hawkins was one of the founders of a slave trade which was carried out in the colonies. It began in the 1500s. It wasn't until 1808 that the importing of slaves was forbidden. It was in our U.S. Constitution. And finally, slavery was permanently outlawed after the Civil War. Unfortunately, it came to bloodshed to bring us to that point, but at least it happened. So we must interpret the life of Sir John Hawkins in the spirit of his times. I bet if he were born in 1970, he might be as anti-slavery as I am. I was born in 1970. If we grew up together, I bet you if John Hawkins was sitting here right now, he'd be agreeing with everything I'm telling you. But he grew up in that time with those kind of beliefs. So think about this. Just maybe, if you were born in the 1500s, you might have done what Sir John Hawkins did. That's one thing about history. When we think like this, it keeps us humble. I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say, I'm glad I was born in a time when the idea of stealing people and selling them is considered evil. I'm grateful. Okay, let's get back to our story. The 1500s saw the decline of Spanish power on the seas, and as a result, English pirates grew bold and started robbing Spanish ships of their gold as they were sailing from the New World. Sir John Hawkins was one of these pirates. Okay, that's all I have time for. In our next lesson, we will discuss a world-changing sea battle, the defeat of Spain's invincible Armada. Not so invincible when we learn this story. This is Dan Sheridan. I really hope you learned something. Until we meet again, remember this. Be good to one another because we're in this together.